He's Vasyl Bodnar. He's joining us live from Ankara. Ambassador, good to have you with us on the Al Jazeera News Hour. So officially, as we're hearing from our reporter, Turkey is not really releasing any information. Tell us what could be going on behind the scenes right now. We know that you are hoping that the Turks detain the ship, but are they giving you any sorts of guarantees that they're actually going to be doing so?
Good afternoon. So now, really, the procedures are being conducted. So it is interagency communications, and the decisions should be adopted, I believe, today. So we presented the whole documents, including the court decision and request from the Prosecutor General with regard to this case. So Turkish side have all full evidences about the illegal transfer of grain from occupied territory of Berdansk from our port. And now we believe that it should be arrested, and all the investigations should be going on according to the request of our Prosecutor General.
Let me just—there
is not about guarantees. Right. Yes, yes, yes.
You said that this is illegal. I mean, can you tell us, according to the information that you have, where this cargo actually came from and how it was obtained?
So on the Sea of Azov, there is Port Berdansk, which belongs to Ukraine, but now is temporarily occupied by Russians. And according to information we possess, this ship, which is called Zhibek Zhuli, it was transferred there at the end of June and uploaded with the grain taken from the different regions and storages around the district of Berdansk or around it. And it was shipped to Port Karasu, also under the document from Port of Berdansk. So previously we have the cases when Russia being actually presenting falsified documents, bringing the grain from occupied territory of Crimea to Turkey, but with the Russian documents, which possess the information that they came from Russia with Russian port and Russian grain. But now it's different, and this is a legal ground for arresting and investigating all the cases, because it's clearly a violation of Ukrainian sovereignty, even by the documents.
Okay, and did the ship, you mentioned Karasu a moment ago, did the ship intend to actually unload its cargo in that port of Karasu, or was it going to continue its journey south through through the Bosphorus to perhaps other destinations? What information do you have on its actual journey?
No, this ship is stuck in this port, actually very close to the port, and the customs authorities, as I was informed, detained him for the time of investigation, because this ship couldn't let the port go and couldn't enter and upload, because it is still unknown. Still the procedures are unknown for me, but I was informed correctly that there will be an investigation, and after that it will be a decision.
So
I believe that this investigation should take place today.
So you're still unclear whether its final destination was Turkey itself or it was continuing
no,
elsewhere?
No, it was, according to the documents, the final destination was Port Karasu. So now it stays very not far from this port, waiting for its destiny. But as I was informed, it should be checked, and then it's now, let's say, detained. Then it will be checked, and we believe it should be arrested. But the decision is on the Turkish side.
So the results of the investigation we expect are today. Do you have some sort of timeline? Are you being told by the Turkish authorities when they will give you a final decision? And how prepared do you think they really are to take action against the ship and the action that you are calling for?
Yes, I feel full readiness of Turkish side to assist us. And I wouldn't speculate about the timelines, because it depends on all the procedures which need to be passed here. But we believe we are on the good way, and we believe that the decision will be adopted as soon as possible after the interagency consultations, which should be conducted today or maybe tomorrow, but I believe today.
Okay. While I have you with us, Ambassador, let me ask you about what's happening on the ground in Ukraine, because as you are very well aware, just 24 hours ago, Lysychansk had fallen to the Russians. It had been their focus for a while now. What do you think this means for the Donbas region? And is the battle for Donbas over, in your opinion? And do you fear that?
No. It's not over. You know, it was not encirclement. It was just withdrawal of forces, because there was no possibility to cap this city. For us, actually, the main task is to keep the armed forces alive, to continue struggle and defeat the enemy, and also to possess losses for them. Because Still, we feel lack of different sophisticated weapons like artillery and MLRS, which does not allow us to make a counterbalance for them. So that's why they have superiority, and it's also a heroism for Ukrainian soldiers, which in these circumstances, in this terrible situation, have been defending their position maybe for more than 2 months, because these attacks have been started after the regrouping of Russian forces, which were withdrawn forcibly from the territory around Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy, and now they are trying to concentrate more attacks on the Donbas region. But defense of Ukrainian forces, they were effective, and even withdrawal from the city of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk, it does not change strategically the situation. So the line is kept. I mean, the front line is kept. We are still strong on the fields, and we continue to receive the assistance from our partners abroad. And we believe that we would have enough capabilities to counterattack as soon as we will collect necessary armed forces for being strong enough to start this activity.
So is Ukraine then still banking on weapons from the West to be able to turn the tide, as you say, and go on a counteroffensive in the eastern regions at least?
Yes, exactly. So now we need to rearm our armed forces and fill it with the necessary equipment for counteroffensive. Because we tried to talk to Russians, and I was also participating in the talks in Istanbul, and there were some arrangements. But as you see, they just neglect these previous negotiations, and they try to push their own agenda with the new occupation, new killings, and even new harassments of this by these terrorist attacks. So Turkey is helping us in this regard, trying to negotiate on the terms of mediations, etc. But it all depends on Russians, because it's clear unwillingness of them not to sign a peace accord, not to stop the war, but to continue capturing new territories and terrorize our population. That's the aim.
Ambassador Vasyl Bodnar, we thank you so much for giving us the time and speaking to us from Ankara. Thank you.
Thank you very much.